Enjoy the moment. Yes, this is our official band that provides all the music for Tippy Talk. He's Newborn. If you have not heard of them yet, you will, because they're on the brink of exploding into a world-renowned band. And if you want to hear more of the music, you can go to newbornband.com and enjoy the wonderful sounds. And now it's time to step into the Tippy Zone, where we explore the other side of reality. The side that allows you to reshape your life, to step into your power, and to connect to the fact that we are all one. Welcome to Tippy Talk. My name is Tippy Feldenstein, and I am dedicated to explore a life that is lived with clarity, confidence, control, and awareness. Tippy Talk is where you go from where you are to where you want to be. And that is our mission for today and for all days. And today especially because I am all the way out in Metro Oregon. If you don't know where it is, it's not too far from the California border. I'm watching the snow and the sleet and the rain come down pretty strongly. So I may get stuck here for more days than I want. But it's all okay because we have a wonderful, amazing guest here today that is coming to us, who is in New York, if you're in New York and you're enjoying the better weather. Our guest today is a natural health consultant, and I promise you, you're going to find out what that is. She is a Reiki master. She's a teacher and a Thai massage therapist. And her goal is really to help you with your health challenges and also to help improve your overall health condition. Some of the methods that she uses is massage aromatherapy, energy healing treatments with essential oils. I love essential oils. And setting up a workout regimen and a nutrition dietary counseling are part of her holistic approach. So basically, she really touches on every aspect that you can possibly touch to really get the healthiest and best kind of life that you can live. So our guest today, Linda Schwartz, is joining us, and I'm really, really excited and happy to hear from her. I'd like to welcome you, Linda, and thank you so much for joining us today. And, of course, we have not hear you. Hi, can you hear us now?
Yes. Hello?
Hello. Oh, yeah, hi.
Welcome hi, Tippy.
I'm so,
thank you,
I'm
thank
so excited
you.
To have you here. Yeah, I love it because, you know, the problem with the health industry is, as far as I'm concerned, the side effects. And before anybody puts anything in their mouth, they should really be looking for the side effects. And from your treatment, I know you're not going to replace a doctor, but the treatment that you do, which is the natural health, are there any side effects?
No, absolutely not. There is no, it really is pure nature, you know. It really is. Are there any side effects to eating an orange? Are there side effects to walking through the forest? You know, are there any side effects enjoying nature on different levels? Like, it really is. Of course, there are always people who have certain sensitivities, who have so-called allergies. So that is a given, you know. Like, there will always be somebody who is more sensitive to certain things, but there are no side effects in the classical sense that we know from pharmaceutical drugs, for example.
And really, that's what I wanted to establish right off the bat, that if you're going to be working with Linda, that you're not going to have side effects. But before we go in any further, why don't you tell us a little bit about you? I know that you do so many things. I have no idea how you can do all those things and not get confused. So first you do Reiki. You do Thai massage. You're a therapist. You do, aromatherapy, energy healing, and essential oil treatments, nutrition. is there anything that you don't do? Like, a lot. How do you do it?
There is a lot because, that is part of really offering a holistic approach to not only have one way of seeing things, or not only one approach to living a healthier life. You know, it really is important to look at all elements and to make sure that the physical body, but also the mind, and your emotions, your spirituality, everything plays a role into having a healthy life. If one element is out of balance, everything else can get out of balance. So that's the approach
That is so important, because I always have a problem when I go to a doctor that tells me he specializes only in my heart or in my toes or in my face, as if those parts of my body are disconnected from the rest of the body. So when you approach someone, you approach them as healing the entire body, not just their finger if the finger hurts. But, you know, I didn't even mention all the stuff that you do, because you do raindrops technique, which I've never even heard of, and so many other things. So when did you decide that you want to be a healer? Because basically, do you see yourself as a healer?
I don't like to call myself a healer, but I rather say I was always passionate about helping others on the way to healing. First, I had to do it for myself. I think we all do in certain ways. We're all on some kind of journey, but my passion is really to do it for others, to help them on their way. We all need a little help, like a little push. And I'm not saying I will do it for you. I'm not doing the work for you. That you still have to do. But I can point in the right direction. I can help you put it together. I can give you the tools. And if there's something where I see, this person, you know, if you need something else, I will help you find a person who can help you do that. You know, not everybody, there's always everybody needs certain methods, certain things. And if I don't have it, I would probably know somebody who does, and I connect you with the person. But we really have to look at the background. What is, as you say, I cannot only look at one aspect. Why only look at your finger? Why is it hurting? Where does the pain come from? You know, what is the... Why do I always get stomach ache in certain situations? Like, is it really just a virus, or is there something behind? And
you said that you don't like to call yourself a healer. What do you like to call yourself?
I'm a natural health consultant. I really like that.
Yeah, I like that. That's really cool.
Or also a holistic health coach, is also an option, but I do prefer, you know, the holistic, that word has been used so much in the natural world. It can have a negative connotation sometimes. You know, everybody says, oh, holistic here, there. So I prefer natural, just natural health conversations. People immediately know that I do work with natural methods, natural tools. I've always been passionate about it since smart on. Yeah. So that's kind of where it came from.
So you like to help people. You like to help people to live a better life. And that is something that has to come into drive that comes from yourself. Well, would you say that you were born that way?
I would say I grew up in a family, an environment where natural health and healing was always encouraged, where the knowledge of, let's say, our grandparents, of our forefathers, of those who knew. My grandmother, she knew what herb to use when, you know, if the children had tummy ache or if there was a cut or a burn or something. Our grandparents still had the knowledge and it was passed on. And my family was always open to looking at natural approaches, which, funny enough, was called alternative medicine, but to me, this is more the original medicine, because nature has been around much longer than humanity has. And everything what the human brought, I would say that is the alternative medicine. But all the plant kingdom,
you know, that's
all
true.
That wisdom
that's
that nature brings, that's the original medicine.
Yes. Yes, that's true. You know, I never thought of it that way. The original medicine is the medicine that comes from nature. Nature came before all the synthetic medications. And then the alternative would be the modern version of pills and drugs and pharmaceutical drugs. That makes sense. You know, that's what they should call the alternative medicine, alternative healing.
Exactly.
That's right, exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah, so where did you grow up?
Mostly in Germany, but also in Africa and Asia. So my family was also, we were traveling and living in different countries. So we learned about different natural methods. And yeah, in a way, we were gypsies, traveling gypsies, always open to learn and enrich my horizon. And as a teenager and adult, I continued it on my own.
Do you see yourself still moving?
I usually move every 3 or 4 years, at least the city, if not the country. Since I've been living in the U.S., it's actually the first time that I've been living in the same region for, almost 9 years now. Like, I have moved within New York, New Jersey, New York, Queens, Brooklyn, but usually I move to a different country every 3-4 years. So there's something here which holds me here longer, and I'm happy about that. Actually, I do like it. I think New York needs more people in the natural health field. There's a lot of demand here for natural solutions, especially for New Yorkers. Everything has to be quick and easy and fast, very fast-paced society. Many people neglect their health. And that's why I come in.
Yeah, they absolutely do. People neglect their health until they can't take it anymore and they're half dead, and then they say, well, maybe I should take a look at my health. So basically, from moving all over the world, did you learn different things about health from all over the world, or is it something that started with your family and then you kind of studied it? Like, what came first for you?
First, I would say came the first step to action I took was in 93 when I had my first initiation to Reiki. I received Reiki a couple of times. I really enjoyed it, and I decided to learn how to use Reiki, how to use that universal energy, which is what it translates to. Reiki means universal energy, and we all have access to it. Reiki specifically is a system that comes from Japan, and Dr. Mikao Uzui was the one who founded it. And this was my first practical encounter. You know, I did work and had read about Bach flowers, you know, homeopathy, learned about herbs. But Reiki was really the first hands-on tool, first hands-on skill that I learned and got involved with and kept practicing for myself and then on others, on animals, on plants, friends, family. So that was always my passion, and I kept doing it. But growing up in a very, I would say, somewhat mentally rigid society in Germany, in the 90s, 80s, 90s, wasn't, you know, you go to school there, and it's basically, okay, you can do all these things where, you know, you find people who are open to natural health and healings, but it's not something that you would consider doing as a, for a living, as a job. So I still took the conventional route, going to school, learning a trade, then later on studying, applying for a corporate job. So I did that whole mm-hmm. route. And even until I came to the U.S., you know, and then I learned other modalities. I learned the traditional Thai massage. I learned
before
plants
you go on
and different modalities.
Yes, Linda, before you go on to different mm-hmm. modalities, for those of us who are not really sure what Reiki is, we've heard the term. Can you, like, in one sentence or in 60 seconds tell us what is Reiki? What does it really mean? If I come to you and I want to do Reiki, why would I come? Why would I want to do it? What would be the reason, the best health reason for it? And what really is it?
So Reiki is it's energy healing. I channel the mm-hmm. energy, and basically,
yeah, what does
first
that
mean? What I would do. It's a very gentle yet deep method. What I do in the first part is really scan your energy and see where do you have a lack of energy, where's an imbalance. Then we have energy centers. Do they spin at the right speed? Is your female or male side out of balance? Like, what is going on with your body on an energetic level? I have a look at that, and from there, with that assessment, I can then see where do you need energy?
So what's
where do I have to fill up?
So what's the difference between somebody that comes to me and tells me that they're an energy healer or somebody that comes and says that I'm a Reiki healer?
Energy healing is, let's say, the umbrella term, and then there are different forms of energy healing. There are different school of thought and different
ways of applying.
So Reiki is the most well-known, I would say, with the origins mm-hmm. in Japan. However, there was a woman who brought it in to the U.S. She started teaching in Hawaii. Mrs. Takada, who learned from Dr. Uzui. So it all came over to the U.S., and she was the one who really made it big in the Western world. Mm-hmm. And then there are also mm-hmm. other schools of thought and interpretations and methods of doing it, but it's all under the umbrella of energy healing. I think that's a good way to describe it.
So when someone says they're an energy healer, your really next step that you want to find out is which modality of energy healing they actually use. There's different types of energy healing. That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
Ah, see, I never knew that. You learn something every day. And I hear a lot about it, but I think the more you know about it, the more you can really kind of figure out if it's for you and if you what you want to try and what you don't want to try. So there's another term that you use, and you said that you use the raindrop technique. Is the raindrop technique another form of energy healing?
Raindrop technique is, compared to Reiki, is very hands-on. Because for Reiki, for example, there's no need. You can just stay comfortably dressed on a table. There may be touch involved, but it's not necessary. So if somebody is uncomfortable with being touched by another person, you know, the hands can just be above the body. So it's a very non-invasive. Raindrop technique, compared to that, it also penetrates the essential oils that are used during the raindrop technique, also penetrate the energy body, but it's more hands-on. So there's the feet are being touched, mainly the feet, a little bit the legs, mainly the feet, and then the back, because there's also like a essential oils are applied directly to the skin, massage oil is used, as well as a hot compress. So there's more moving around, there's more stimulation of the nerves of the physical body, but it does also have an effect on the emotional body and the energy body.
Okay, so that's what the difference. If I don't want, I don't like to be touched, if that makes me feel uncomfortable, then I would go more for the Reiki. But if I don't mind being touched and I actually like it, like a massage, then the raindrops is more contact oriented, right? That's what you're saying?
Yes. And I will still use essential oils during a Reiki session, but I would not apply them on the person. I would just have them apply them in my hands. And so the person would automatically smell it, but it doesn't have to be on their skin. So they still get the benefit of the essential oils, however, don't need to be touched.
So each way that you used to heal people is a completely different school of thinking. So you must have gone through a lot of training to get where you're at right now. A lot of training of different aspects of looking at it, didn't you?
Yeah. I mean, this has been with me really since the early 90s. Since I was a teenager, I've been involved with this and learning about it and constantly trying to, you know, just expand my horizon, expand my skills. I've been reading about it. I've taken a lot of different classes and workshops. Nowadays also, of course, webinars. You know, nowadays it's easier to have access online. Then New York has a lot to offer. There are a lot of institutions that have courses at conventions. They have a lot of different intensive courses. So there's, I mean, it's a constant process. You know, you have to stay up. And then I did the certification for the natural health consultant, which also looked at all kind of different aspects from nutrition to homeopathy, herbs, flowers, energy healing. You know, where all the different parts are touched to give a more, just to help have a better understanding also of other methods, even if I don't specialize in the other methods. But at least I know what they can do for a client and help me detect, okay, this client could benefit from a modality that I don't practice, but I can point them in the right direction. You know, so it's all about seeing that holistic the human as a holistic system, you know, the body parts, and then being able to really best help. Okay, I can help you with this, but for another part, I recommend you also see somebody else, like an acupuncturist, for example. These are things that I don't do, but I know they're also very beneficial. Everything is outside. I don't do anything invasive. I don't do anything with needles, no acupuncture. I don't, of course, I don't perform any kind of surgery. So everything is really non-invasive and gentle, all the methods. Reiki is probably the most gentle, the most hands-off. And then massage, of course, is with touch.
Uh-huh.
So they're different levels, you know, from but everything non-invasive. So Reiki completely can be hands-off, a little bit hands-on. Thai massage is also the client stays completely dressed in comfortable clothing, but it's a really good actual massage, a lot of stretching. And then the next step would be if the clothes are off, you know, then I only touch the parts that I'm working on, only those are uncovered, and oil is used, or cream, depending on what is needed, but mostly oils, essential oils, coconut oils, as a carrier oil. So there are different levels of touch, but for everybody can find something that he or she is comfortable.
Comes the end of this technically challenged broadcast that we did on the road in a tiny little town in Oregon where it was snowing like crazy, icy like crazy, and somehow a lot of interference with this broadcast. And so because of that, we're not going to give up. You can enjoy the first half of it, but in a week, if you look in the programs set up here, you will see that we will continue this. So if you want to hear more about natural healing and making sure your body stays healthy, preventative measures to stay healthy, I think, is the most important part of health maintenance. And Linda offers so many different approaches and so many different routes to achieve that no matter what you're comfortable with, she can find a way for you. And so stay tuned. We will continue this, I promise you. If you want to send in questions between now and next week, you can go ahead and email me at tippytalkshow@gmail.com. I will take questions. Otherwise, you can follow the show, so I will send you the notice when it's going to take place, which is going to be on the 12th, but that way you can submit the questions before the show. Or if you want to come out and ask Linda questions, you're welcome to do that too. And so that's where I'm going to cut that broadcast right now. And I'm going to give you a few healing affirmation and a little bit fact about healing and how is it that sometimes people take a sugar tablet, which they call a placebo, and it actually heals them. How does that phenomena work? So basically, what we didn't know, but you should know, is on a chemical level, your brain can't tell the difference between what you thought is and what your reality. So your brain can't actually tell the difference. So I know this sounds crazy, but countless brain imaging studies have shown that imaging something and actually imagining something and actually experiencing it, for example, listening to your favorite song or imagining that you're listening to your favorite song, triggers the exact same chemical reaction, which in turn can produce either a positive or a negative effect in your body, depending how that song affects you. It can make you sad or it can make you happy just by thinking about that song and not even hearing it. And it's the same reaction that when you actually listen to it. So in other words, as far as your brain is concerned, what you imagine happening is actually happening. And that really ties into the law of attraction of what they say about if you want it, think about it and take action towards it, because your brain will actually make it real. One of the most important applications of this phenomena is really with healing. And that's why I'm bringing it up, because when you tell your brain it's healthy, it actually triggers the chemical and neurological patterns that can relieve the pain, reverse the illness, rejuvenate your cells, and really actually make you healthy. So with that in mind, here are 7 of my favorite healing affirmations. So go ahead and use them to program your brain and to start your healing right now before you even go any further. And then if you need help taking it to the next level, well, there we have Linda. So here's the affirmations. 1, my mind is brilliant. My body is healthy. My soul is tranquil. Every cell in my body vibrates with energy and health. I choose healing from my heart, body, and soul every day. I forgive myself, and I'm able to forgive those who have hurt me in the past. I'm healthy in my mind, body, and spirit. I'm grateful for the healing that's happening in my body. I manifest perfect health by letting go of what doesn't serve me. And there you go, 7 affirmations, 1 for each day of the week. Go ahead and enjoy it. And pretty soon, within a week, we're going to have Linda come back and finish the broadcast that she did. Until then, have a magical journey and let your talent be your passion.